Task 2. You are going to hear three excerpts from a program called Vital Signs, presented by Dr. Sanjay Gupta. In it, he discusses PGD, a technique in which the genetic characteristics of embryos are tested. Read the notes below and listen carefully to the recordings. In the spaces provided, in block capitals, complete the missing information with one or two words. Gap 0 is given as an example. Use the exact words which appear in the recording. Now you have 30 seconds to read the notes.
Hello and welcome to Vital Signs. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Adding to your family has always involved a bit of mystery. Will it be a boy? Will it be a girl? We know the science exists to help select sex, but now gender selection is more accurate than ever, going from novel to more mainstream. The technology was originally created to identify embryos with genetic diseases, but critics are troubled by the use of this technology for a non-medical reason. Some say even preventing genetic disorders manipulates Mother Nature. So where do we draw the line? The rapid growth of genetic technology is changing the practice of medicine and also presenting some complex practice decisions. So we're going to introduce you to some families who are making reproductive decisions that weren't even possible 20 years ago. What would you choose? Geneticist Dr. Mark Hughes channeled this frustration into a search for alternatives.
These poor couples were basically faced with throwing the genetic dice, hoping against hopes the dice don't come up the wrong way. And so we imagined making the diagnosis before they got pregnant even in the first place, which was science fiction at the time.
It was 20 years ago. That science fiction turned into fact. Embryos could now be tested for genetic disease.
We all have these things in our DNA that we're not aware of until out of the blue, they strike our family.
PGD requires the couple go through the in vitro fertilization process normally used for fertility issues. But in PGD, before transferring fertilized embryos back into the uterus, they are tested to avoid those that test positive for the inherited disease. Bob and Mindy had four daughters, but felt their family wasn't complete. Using PGD, the couple was able to choose the sex of their child, resulting in twin boys. Now, gender selection is controversial and is banned in most countries. It is legal in the United States, but critics worry it could lead to designer babies based on societal preference.
You know, if we've been trying for multiple years to have another child and sort of gambling, well, why don't we go ahead and make it so that we do have a boy? We feel that as technology advances and we can take advantage to enhance our lives and the lives of others, it's a good thing.
Los Angeles fertility specialist Dr. Jeffrey Steinberg says many of his American clients are like Bob and Mindy. They're in search of family balancing. Gender selection uses PGD technology to extract that single cell from each embryo. The cells are then studied under a high-powered fluorescent microscope to determine their gender. Dr. Steinberg says 70% of his patients are international, seeking the procedure that's banned in their home country. Genetics. A field moving at such a rapid pace that the possibilities and the ethical debates seem endless.
Now, listen again.
Hello and welcome to Vital Signs. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Adding to your family has always involved a bit of mystery. Will it be a boy? Will it be a girl? We know the science exists to help select sex, but now gender selection is more accurate than ever, going from novel to to more mainstream. The technology was originally created to identify embryos with genetic diseases, but critics are troubled by the use of this technology for a non-medical reason. Some say even preventing genetic disorders manipulates Mother Nature. So where do we draw the line? The rapid growth of genetic technology is changing the practice of medicine and also presenting some complex practice decisions. So we're going to introduce you to some families who are making reproductive decisions that weren't even possible 20 years ago. What would you choose? Geneticist Dr. Mark Hughes channeled this frustration into a search for alternatives.
These poor couples were basically faced with throwing the genetic dice, hoping against hopes the dice don't come up the wrong way. And so we imagined making the diagnosis before they got pregnant even in the first place, which was science fiction at the time.
It was 20 years ago. That science fiction turned into fact. Embryos could now be tested for genetic disease.
We all have these things in our DNA that we're not aware of until out of the blue they strike our family.
PGD requires the couple go through the in vitro fertilization process normally used for fertility issues. But in PGD, before transferring fertilized embryos back into the uterus, they are tested to avoid those that test positive for the inherited disease. Bob and Mindy had four daughters, but felt their family wasn't complete. Using PGD, the couple was able to choose the sex of their child, resulting in twin boys. Now, gender selection is controversial and is banned in most countries. It is legal in the United States, but critics worry it could lead to designer babies based on societal preference.
You know, if we've been trying for multiple years to have another child and sort of gambling, well, why don't we go ahead and make it so that we do have a boy? We feel that as technology advances and we can take advantage to enhance our lives and the lives of others, it's a good thing.
Los Angeles fertility specialist Dr. Jeffrey Steinberg says many of his American clients are like Bob and Mindy. They're in search of family balancing. Gender selection uses PGD technology to extract that single cell from each embryo. The cells are then studied under a high-powered fluorescent microscope to determine their gender. Dr. Steinberg says 70% of his patients are international, seeking the procedure that's banned in their home country. Genetics, a field moving at such a rapid pace that the possibilities and the ethical debates seem endless.